Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Huge resistance to planned government changes to the pension system is underway in Paris again today. After RATP action last week, today sees doctors, lawyers and physiotherapists on the streets to voice their protests. Jean-Paul Delevoye is leading the challenge to untangle France's complicated pension system, which currently has 42 different schemes. The aim is to have a universal system whereby every citizen receives their pension according to their contributions throughout their working life. The SNCF is lining up further industrial action next week. President Macron has a new way to monitor progress being made by his government ministers. The head of state is now in possession of an app which turns green if reform proposals are moving in a positive direction, but turns red if there is a more negative response. The commercial court in Évry is today examining the 14 bids to take over bankrupted airline Aigle Azur. France's second biggest airline went into receivership over a week ago and was forced to cancel hundreds of flights. The 1,150 company employees will be keen to understand what the final outcome will be and whether their jobs are threatened. The price of fuel could increase at the petrol pump in the coming weeks after drone attacks on two oil installations in Saudi Arabia. The strikes, claimed by Houthi rebels from the Yemen, have critically reduced crude oil production until the damage is rectified. The price of crude oil has increased by 10% in just a few hours, which in France could mean a 4 to 5 centime rise per litre of fuel. And finally, to the draw for the ATP Cup groups for this tournament, which will be held in Australia in January to launch the start of the 2020 ATP season. The French tennis team are in Group A alongside South Africa and Serbia, with the last team to still be determined in November. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.